What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Thursday. Oh, not just any Thursday, baby. We got Thursday night football tonight. Cowboys and the Eagles. We got Bet Sweats coming up next. They'll continue to build on our previews as well and tell you what they expect tonight at the link. So what's going to be the setup tonight? I know normally in your house, Jake controls the remote and it's all golf all the time, but he's also a huge football fan. So is it going to be one big screen, computer screen, phone as well? I think Sammy P posted a picture from over the weekend where it was his setup, and I think I saw four or five screens, and I have to say, it was pretty glorious.
Ah, unfortunately, we have responsibilities in this house. Jake will be working. I will be at Blake's softball practice, so I'll be watching from my phone. So I know that's not the fun answer, but that's our life.
So it's time for the weekly Blake softball update. How's the swing? Has she upped her OPS, her slugging? I know you've been working on her power numbers.
Well, she hasn't had a game yet, so we're still in the practice stage. Her swing is getting better. It's just, I feel like hitting a softball or a baseball is one of the toughest skills to teach, even at a very high level. Like, because I ever watch, you know, some of these major league games, and I say, hey, look, these are some of the best players in the entire world, and they swing and miss. You know, because I think she's kind of grappling with the concept of like, okay, I've swung and missed a lot. This is really hard. So I think that is a skill that we are trying to teach her, that failure is a big part of baseball and softball, but that is not an easy concept to teach.
How are they not hitting off tees? Like, this is actual pitch softball, correct?
It's coach pitch. So what they do is they have three pitches from the coach, and if you don't hit those, you get to hit off a tee. I do think they probably should just be playing T-ball at this point, but that is not my decision. And listen, like, her best friend signed up for this, so she wanted to play with Emmy. So we're doing this league. So I agree with you, but it wasn't my decision.
Isn't Emmy more of a singles hitter? Like, she just likes to get on base and show off her speed, right?
No, Emmy's pretty tall.
Is she?
So she's a pretty big girl. So I don't know. No, I understand the joke that you're making, but if any of them get to first base, it will be a triumph, is all I'm saying. It has not been going well for any of the girls.
Well, if it's 0-0 when they actually play, will they just call it a tie? You guys aren't going to go into extras where you end up like a 21-inning game because nobody can get on.
I'm pretty sure there is a time limit, but again, like, this is new territory for me. Like, this is the first, like, softball league that she's played in, so I have no idea.
Well, I've got something for you that I have a big idea about. It's BetMGM game day. If you want to get ready for week one in the NFL, we got a winning football Sunday starting right here on the BetMGM Network. You wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Joe O, Kate Constable, Jason Lock and Forrest setting the stage from 8 to 11 Eastern. Then it's the You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff featuring Nick Costas and Sammy P getting you ready for each and every single game, line movement, props, fantasy, you name it. It is covered right here on the BetMGM Network. And coming up next, right after us, of course, our good friends on BetSweat, Sammy P, Joe O, giving you their favorite plays for tonight's NFL opener between the Eagles and the Cowboys in Philly. Shay Irving will join at 10 o'clock. Then it's Ian Harditz at 10:20. And John Murray from the Superbook is along at 11:20. All right, so here we are. It's a Thursday, week one. It's finally here. Let's find out what is on the card tonight. All right, Chelsea, I know you have a ton of bets. Where are you going?
Yeah, best bet of the day is going to be in Thursday night football. Going to go with Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts under his passing attempts prop at 26.5 at minus 110. I feel like this is all according to game script. If you think the Eagles are going to run away with this game, do you think they're going to be airing it out through the air? No. They are taking advantage of the best rushing attack in all of football, especially against an Eagles or against a Cowboys defense that was one of the worst rush defenses in the entire NFL last season. So game script kind of matters here. Plus, you look at Jalen Hurts, especially if you looked at the last few games of the season, they really committed to the run. He went under this number of 26.5 in 12 games last season. I do not seeing this be a game where he has to go 28 of 32 to win a game. I think it's going to be one of those games where they are running the damn ball. So under 26.5 passing attempts for Jalen Hurts tonight in Thursday night football.
All right. I'm going to stick with baseball until I have a little more sample size on the NFL. But honestly, the real answer is that I'm just waiting for the weekend. Those have more of the games on the schedule that I like. I'm not a big props guy. I do like George Pickens. I'll throw it out there. Over 52.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to get a lot of run tonight because I expect the Cowboys to be playing from behind. However, I'm going to go baseball here. Brewers, Moneyline, afternoon baseball. Hosted the Phillies, you got a great pitching matchup, Ranger Suarez and Freddy Peralta. And Suarez hit a rough spot about three games ago, but he has gotten right. Been exceptional over his last three outings. Three earned, striking out 23 batters over 18 2/3. But Freddy Peralta is going for the Brew Crew, and he has been next level, white hot, 23 consecutive scoreless innings. He's done that against very good hitting teams like the Cubs, like the Blue Jays. That's why he's your National League Pitcher of the Month. The Phillies bats tend to go cold away from home as well. I shopped around. Really good price in Milwaukee. Let's go Brewers on the money line. Afternoon baseball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning of Threatened Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Minus 125.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that game as well, but I'm going to be the first five under four runs. Believe in both these pitchers. You mentioned the run that Freddy Peralta's on. And also Ranger Suarez, one of the best pitchers in the Phillies staff and one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And plus, this Phillies offense kind of falls off a cliff. When they go on the road, they are a top five offense at home, but on the road, they're in like the 15 to 17 territory when it comes to overall ranking. So first five under four, Phillies Brewers. And then next, back to Thursday Night Football. Let's go with Saquon Barkley to break off a big run tonight. Going to go over his longest rush, 19 and a half yards for minus 115. This number is on the move, so if you like it, you need to bet it now. But we knew that explosive runs were one of the things that Saquon did best last season. He hit this in 13 games last year, including the home matchup against the Cowboys. And again, the Cowboys' rush defense was one of the worst in the NFL. And I feel like it's really hard to stop Saquon Barkley in general. So I'm banking on that one big run from Saquon Barkley over his longest rush of 19 and a half.
All right. I got one more baseball bet on the card. I went back and forth as to whether I wanted to add this one, but I'm going to go for it. Dodgers at the Pirates. First five under 3.5. It's low. It's minus 125. But look at the pitching matchup that we have here. Blake Snell going up against Paul Skenes. Also, you can get the Pirates at even money, which I know sounds absolutely crazy. Pirates are going for the sweep in this series, which is wild. But can they get it with Paul Skenes? Absolutely. But I'm going to go first five under instead. When I saw this matchup yesterday, I thought, oh, God, this might be a three in the first half or first five. So I think 3.5 is something I'm absolutely going to take. I looked at four. It's minus 170 to the under. That's cost prohibitive. But Paul Skenes probably going to win the Cy Young Award. Back to 9-9 on the season. So the Pirates have actually been delivering runs when he's on the mound. I don't think that happens today. Skenes has the lowest ERA in the National League, 2.05. He's allowed a total of 3 runs in his last 18 innings pitched. The Pirates, again, have won 3 straight of his appearances, but now they have to face Blake Snell, who has gotten healthy at just the right time for the Dodgers. Had a bad outing against Arizona last time. And by bad, I mean, 3 runs over 5 1/3 innings. He's sitting there with an ERA of 2.41, and the Pirates just don't hit anyway. So I think they regress to the mean today. I'm going to go first five under 3.5. It's minus 125 at BetMGM. There we go. Full card.
Ah, no football bets, Jenks. But I am excited to hear about your weekend football bets because it does sound like you do have some locked and loaded and ready to go for tomorrow's show.
Oh, man, I've been working on them during the show. I'm so excited. I just don't want to bet on tonight's game. I just want to kind of kick back and enjoy it, not sweat about it. Look, I know a lot of people are going to have action. And if you do, here's to you. Tip of the cap. Go for it. I understand it. But I'm going to wait a little bit. There's just some games I like better this weekend, so those will definitely be on the card. All right, before we bring in, I think it's Joe O today. Joe O, maybe? Over-under on Joe O? I mean, it's minus 110 both sides. We just don't know what's going to happen. But let's chat with the doctor first, and then we'll find... Oh, it's Sammy P today. Thank you, Double D. And we'll find out what's going on with the doctor first. All right, doctor, get on in here. Oh, he's ready to go today.
Does anyone want to shave my belly?
No.
It's been a while since I've had a haircut, and I could use a good grooming just in time for football season.
Dogster, all you do is hang around your barn and the studio.
That's not true. Have you taken a look at my social calendar over the next few months? Tonight it's football, brunch is on Sunday, and then next week it's a sleepover with PJ.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, you do like PJ. We saw that a couple weeks ago. Do you have a bet for us before we get to Sammy P?
I do. Eagles -8.5 against Roger Staubach and the Cowboys.
Okay. Not great as usual. But I'll tell you what is great. When I see this handsome gent on my screen ready to pop up and talk to us. Of course, I'm talking about Sammy P. In fact, Sammy P, I was talking about your setup just a few minutes ago. Like, you look like you're in, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the crib. Like, I don't know, you're in the basement, the dungeon, what do you got here? Like, you're in the lab right now.
This is better than what you said last time. You said fourth grade. I look like I was about to teach fourth grade to my students.
That's right. Ah. Guys, they let's talk times me, tables.
Again, they told me this was a conference room. They lied.
I would have paid way more attention in middle school math if it was, like, tables of seven. And if it was, like, gambling related, though. All right, so I have to ask... Oh. Here comes somebody in there. I have to ask you about Thursday Night Football. 8.5 is a lot of points. Are you laying it with the Eagles?
No, I'd take it. I think anything north of 7.5 is good. There's this huge appetite because people believe that the Cowboys are going to just lay down and die. I think that's a big number, Chelsea. I think we get the Dak Prescott fireworks show tonight.
Ooh. I like that. Well, you know, I was going to maybe take a nap, but now I got you and about to teach a class here. I got you on maybe the Cowboys. I'm into bet sweats, Sammy P. I'm in. You ready for football? I know you are.
Oh, I've been ready, buddy. Been ready.
I know you are. Oh, man, this guy. He teaches class. He's at a community college. He's placing bets. That's why we tune into bet sweats. Sammy P., good to see you, buddy.
See ya.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a great day. Good luck on your bets and enjoy Thursday Night Football. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.